was delayed yesterday is being played right now. President Biden this afternoon.
People in New Orleans are sending an unmistakable message. They will not let this attack or the attackers with this deluded ideology overcome us.
And the investigation continues into that attack that killed 14 people. Dozens are injured. The driver of that truck that rammed the crowd shot dead by police is now believed to have been a lone wolf. FBI Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
Jabbar, an Army veteran from Texas, is believed to have been radicalized over the past several months. His truck found with an ISIS flag inside. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut, it's the annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery, featuring multiple divisions including a walleye division, a crappie division, a northern division, and a perch division, with multiple prizes for each division. Fishery tickets are $10, and ticket must be presented to register a fish, and the fish must be caught on Butternut Lake on the day of the fishery. There are other fun drawings including a raffle, catch and release, and a participation drawing. Tickets must be purchased prior to the start of the event and can be purchased at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix, Bobbers on the Lake, and Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Fish registration begins at 7 a.m. and all fish must be registered by 5 p.m. Proceeds are for the BSLA Fish Stocking Program. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut. Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday after weeks of swelling and pain. He suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you know, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, you know, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy with light snow on and off throughout the day. High temperatures hit the upper teens and winds are feisty, slapping wind chills where it feels anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees cooler. A trace to a half an inch of snowfall is possible with it blowing and drifting around throughout the day and the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 14.
98Q Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know The last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. You're listening to 98Q Country, hanging out with me, Gray, until 7 o'clock this afternoon, as with every weekday afternoon. And we're going to get back to this five in a row, but first, I needed to let you know that it's coming to you from K&B Refrigeration of Medford. They handle all of your major brand appliances to fit any budget at K&B, and you can even find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, where they operate their appliance outlet. Or their northern location, if you will, Phillips being north of Medford and all. But yeah, K&B Refrigeration, they're responsible for a great five in a row during the 4 o'clock hour every weekday on 98Q. Dierks Bentley, Zach Brown Band, Riley Green, and Faith Hill all coming up next. Tip It On Back is first, and then we're talking Packers here on 98Q Country.
I see Main Street closing, miles of for sale signs, and then ain't growing fast enough to get us by. I feel the sweet release of a Friday night. For a couple of hours we can run this town till it runs dry. Tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your. Set her world on fire and watch her sway and sing into the music. And
till it's all alright. Yeah, tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your lips. Let it all go, whatever it is. Tip it on back. I don't wanna lose this feeling. I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via Cornelius. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. Coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and via con Dios, a long way from Jesus. and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way, adios and vaya con Dios, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios, going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero, yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios, going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake, put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue sky as far as I can see. You picked a damn good day. Fish all day long, pocket full of 3-day weekend money, and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Well, how in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's watching over me. I can feel you breathe. As all the walls come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now.
That's Faith Hill with Breathe here on 98Q Country, your local civic media station. And boy, do I have some Packers for you today. So, seven names on yesterday's DNP list in Green Bay. Of course, referring to those who did not participate DNP in practice due to injury. Jaire Alexander. Oh, yeah, we're talking about him. Technically on that list, but we know now that he's done for the season, even if we make the Super Bowl in February. My question then becomes, will he ever play another snap as a Packer? Compounding that question has been some pretty abysmal play from another one of our cornerbacks, Eric Stokes. And this is what I want to talk about today. Eric and Jaire and the state of our cornerback room right now. Stokes, for his part, was a first-round selection by the Packers back in 2021. And in that span, he's notched just 87 total tackles 14 passes defensed, and one interception in regular season play. I think it's more than safe to call Eric Stokes a first-round bust at cornerback, but that's just me. And it also doesn't mean he can't play in the league. He just should not have been a first-round pick with this kind of development. Now, my opinion certainly doesn't control whether he's on the team next season, but he's certainly my pick for first offseason cut this year. Then we've got Jair, the exact other side of the same coin, an all-pro, somewhere around the top 10 for cornerbacks in the league when it comes to covering receivers. But we can't even argue about his placement among the top 10 because beyond that, he's played fewer than half of the games for the last four seasons or so, paid like a top cornerback at over $20 million a year. That deal that pays him that much made with the assumption that he'd play a reasonable share of the season, and that simply hasn't been the case. Now, to be clear, I will not entertain the idea that he should have had the surgery sooner this season. I've been seeing a lot of online comments, and I know they're online comments, but they're along the lines of, why'd we have him practice if he was just going to have surgery? To those people, I say, please stop. You're not speaking from a point of logic. The fact that it didn't go our way does not mean it was the wrong call at the time. In other words, judging a decision based on information that the decider didn't have until later is literally the definition of hindsight. Anyway, scolding aside, other players who didn't practice yesterday included safety Zane Anderson, edge Brenton Cox Jr., tackle Andre Dillard, linebacker Quay Walker, receiver Christian Watson, and safety Evan Williams. Mostly depth and a few starters, but almost all contributors. Not great. The report from today's practice is going to tell us more about Sunday, though, so we'll go over that tomorrow. And this Sunday, the Bears come to Lambeau to finish the season. We'll be talking Packers again today in just a little bit, but first I've got the whole kit here for you. Some quality country music, a look at the weather, and a word from our sponsors. We are WCQM 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road, 18 miles east of Fifield, or come by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Try my favorite Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the best pizza around every day. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
'Cause I'm living and loving every day.
Bell returns to dirt racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcer. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
After 2 years of being forced to step away from dirt racing, Christopher Bell will make his return this month at the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a prestigious indoor midget race within the Tulsa Expo Raceway. And it's an event that Bell has won 3 times in the past. However, his current NASCAR Cup Series team, Joe Gibbs Racing, did not allow any of their team drivers to compete in extracurricular racing outside of NASCAR the last 2 years. Those restrictions have since been lifted. Bell will be joined at the Chili Bowl by several other NASCAR stars, including Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and for the first time, Kyle Busch, who will make his Chili Bowl debut. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or Maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Attention holiday travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this Christmas season.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, scattered flurries and lows 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, more clouds around, but some sunny breaks at times, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the low teens, and staying in the low teens as we look into the weekend. Partly sunny. It's 14 degrees right now.
It's a new year.
Brand new.
A new you.
It's gonna be awesome.
And a new country leader.
This is the one.
Number one.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man. What's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up T-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my
tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go, mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit darker, and when it gets a little bit hotter, we'll take it off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom boom, dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Yeah, I'm a little drunk on you.
Turn off the phone, I don't wanna go to work today, or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway. Hide under the covers and waste away the day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I wanna do ooh, 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 ooh,
98Q Country.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Tell you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn. Fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn. Be a lady, just how to be a lady.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown,
move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
T-shirt off your shoulder, I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that cold play song that you were singing. And I bet right now it's crazy, I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Perfume, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
last weekend that we jumped in right off the deep in that man.
Thomas Rhett here on 98Q Country with Unforgettable, finishing four in a row. Brett Young, the last one with Lady. We're talking Packers since it's the 4 o'clock hour, and I've got a big one for you, so buckle up. In a move bound to upset somebody, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur has stated that starters will indeed play this Sunday in the final game of the regular season. Now, I say that because there's a good argument to be made for any choice made here, and I completely understand the argument that the difference between 5th and 6th seed isn't big enough to risk injury for. By saying this, though, we have to keep in mind that we're treading directly on the kind of decision-making that NFL teams have to employ. Have to. They've got to ask questions like, how many people are likely to be injured this Sunday? Okay, that one's obvious. It makes sense. But the tough part is then turning around and asking, for example, is it worth two minor injuries and one moderate injury to go from 6th seed to 5th? Whoa, suddenly we've got a really ugly question on our hands. How do you possibly compare injuries to human beings against a minor gain in tournament seeding? Seriously, how? And that's what we're going to talk about. In my opinion, you do this by adopting a bit of an inhuman mindset. These young men put their bodies on the line for wins, and their willingness to trade money for potential injuries is a resource, nourishment for the engine that keeps a hungry team alive in competition. Is it fair to say that all they're thinking about is money? Yes, but also no. And in fact, mostly no. It's somewhat accurate to say that because a person can start with money and work backwards to land on all of the complex motivations that do amount to the bottom line. But as an example, me, I'm not in the radio industry for money. I work for money. I'm in radio because it's the type of work I love the most. Like us, football players and front office managers don't interact equally with every facet of the decisions that we make. In other words, yes, money might be the one word reason that starters will play this weekend for Green Bay, but money is not often going to be the answer that you get when you ask players why they play the game in the first place. And that second answer, the answer to why they play football, is likely more immediately relevant to them when they're deciding whether to play this week or not. They wouldn't be on the team in the first place if they weren't willing to play this week. For front offices, the question is much simpler. They don't have human motivations, so nobody's offended when the office prioritizes money. But we also have to keep in mind that even those people aren't thinking directly about dollar signs. They're thinking about the other 31 teams and what brings those teams success or failure, either way. All it takes is one team in the entire league to win using a risky strategy to make that strategy attractive to other clubs. In other words, when one team puts the win before the player, 31 other teams will do the same if it means risking more games not to. Losing teams sell fewer tickets. Fewer tickets means fewer advertisers, and it means fewer free agent players looking to join because they're not a contender. Losing free agents feeds the downward spiral that we've only begun to describe here. Finally, one must also keep in mind that teams are not sneaking around scheming about how many hurt players they can get away with. Players know that teams think this way. Treating players like rental cars is a lot of the reason that the players make millions of dollars. Another couple things to keep in mind here. First, the story of Ryan Shazier, former linebacker for the Steelers. That Ryan can even walk again in the first place after his on-field injury is incredible. What's more incredible to me is the second thing I want you to remember. Every NFL player knows the story of Ryan Shazier. Every NFL player knows they risk that same level of injury. Front offices can either use that willingness to their advantage, or they can lose a lot of football games. Right now, at least, there's not a middle ground. That's enough detail and nuance for me for one day, though. I think it's time to get local. A little bit more country music, and then we'll take a look at what's going on in the Northwoods. I talk Packers during the 4 o'clock hour every day here on 98Q Country. I'll have more for you tomorrow. Country music for now, though, and catch the Wolf Farm Sports Report 7, noon, and 5 every weekday on 98Q. By the way, stay tuned. We'll have some exciting news for you next week when it comes to Wolf Farms.
98Q Country. Country.
There's no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Thank you.
take 2 weeks, gonna have a vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Home is where my heart is still beating. I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving, but now I'm 1,000 miles away again. And she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm never coming home, but I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. New Orleans reopening Bourbon Street following the deadly ramming attack killing 14 victims. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says a group, including the mayor, have paid respects to those who lost their lives.
We gathered in front of the truck. We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims. And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
Police fatally shooting the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. military veteran who officials say was inspired by ISIS. President Biden today discussing the ongoing investigation and says they found no information of a connection between this attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a cyber truck in Las Vegas.